Very often in life, we can be in the midst of a certain darkness and not know if there's any sort of hope or happiness at the end, the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, traditional Catholic kind of phrase is a valley of tears, that we live in this valley of tears on this earth. And nowhere is that seen more clearly than if you're a Minnesota Twins or Vikings fan, because it's just so sad. They've lost to the Yankees like 13 times in the playoffs in a row. Very sad. But there wasn't much laughter. I think it's still processing from the hurt. But in real life, we have this experience of life sometimes where there's darkness. This is seen especially, you know, when people are sick, when there's cancer, or when we're struggling through some issues, a relationship issue, that there's a certain darkness. And faith is often the one thing that guides us through that, the kind of the lighthouse when we're tossed about at sea. And the disciples say to the Lord today exactly what we need to say. But even before they say it, the fact that they said anything is the most important thing. So they say to Jesus, the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. The first step of living a life of faith is doing what they did, coming to the Lord. And faith is a gift. And so the best way to increase your faith is to have Jesus increase your faith. It's not something that we do on our own. It's a gift. We ask God, we say to God, increase my faith. Because often I just can't do it. I can't see the way out. I know, God, that you're there, but I don't see how this is possible for me. In the first reading, how many times have we said to you, O Lord, to spare us, to save us? In the first reading today, they say to God, how many times have we come to God with our problems, with our loved ones who are sick, our issues, and we don't hear that answer from God? We feel like there is no lighthouse, there is no answer coming for us. But the response is the response of the apostles for us, just to say to God, increase my faith. Or as it says elsewhere in the gospel, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. That it's okay to look out at God and say, God, I know you're there, but it's really frustrating to be in a relationship with you right now because I don't hear anything from you. It's okay to kind of vent to God and say, I'm not seeing it. I'm not feeling it. Where are you? To really cry out to God in the night that you're going through. God can handle that. But just to never give up that he is there for us, and to constantly go to him like the apostles do today and say, increase my faith, to shout it. And he gives the image, faith is like a mustard seed. Mustard seed is very small. But when it's planted, it grows into a large tree. Why does he use that image? Well, our faith is a seed, which means if you take a seed, if I put a seed here and set it right here, a week later, it's going to be a seed. And, you know, a year later, it's still going to be a seed just sitting right there. But if you plant it, water it, get it sunlight, take care of it, then it's actually going to turn into something that can sustain your life. And I think part of the problem is with the life of faith with people is they get that, with baptism, we have that seed of faith implanted into us, perfect. Then, you know, you get taught in grade school or whatever, that, you know, God loves you, all this stuff. And then you think, okay, good, God loves me. As a 5-year-old, God loves me. But that seed of faith doesn't get nourished as life goes on. And so when you fall back, when times are tough and you fall back on your faith is still that seed, that kind of 5-year-old faith where you're just, God loves me. Well, God doesn't, I have a lot different problems now than like Billy pushed me down on the playground. Like that's what, for a 5-year-old, that's what God's love is helpful for, when you get pushed down on the playground. But when you're older and have more complicated problems and greater difficulties in life and you see things more in reality and see the darkness, the valley of tears, then if you haven't cultivated your faith, you know, sometimes we blame it all on God, and God is mysterious and we can yell at him, but if we haven't cultivated that seed within us, it hasn't grown as we've grown. And so meanwhile, we're having big adult problems, and then our faith is still the faith that we just kind of let stay there, that little seed. So how do we do that? How do we increase our faith? Ask the Lord, talk to Jesus. That's the number one thing, to go to him, not just when times are bad, but when times are good, when times are neutral, to always just be in a state of communication with Jesus, not just in crisis mode. to receive the Eucharist. That's the number one way of nourishing our faith, to receive Jesus himself into us, and to receive him in a way that says, Lord, I believe that you're here. If you can believe that Jesus makes himself present to us under the appearance of bread and wine, then he's also a God who can change the difficult situations in your life into things that will ultimately be for our good if we trust in him. We just have to keep that lane of communication constantly open, to go confess our sins to him and bring our issues to him and say, Lord, change this into something helpful for me. But we have to nourish that seed of faith. The seed is small, but it has great power. And primarily to ask God today, Lord, I don't see right now, help me see. Lord, I don't believe as well as I should, help me believe. And ultimately increase my faith.